This is CliffCentral.com. Huh?
How are you doing, Reason?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
All right.
You got to say hi to my friends as well.
Yes.
Friends?
So we're doing this simultaneously. You're You're live. We're live. We're live on three platforms.
Yes.
It's a beautiful time to be alive.
Let's say first ever. First ever.
It is the first ever. You're right. It's the first ever.
Live.
On three different platforms.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. Yeah. And then we obviously have Luit there. So at the same damn time. So yeah. Four times.
Pick one.
How are you doing?
Square.
Are you good?
Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay. You're rappers. We understand. We're used to it.
That's not a good look. That's a bad look.
So, I mean, I want to know, because, I mean, we were on a whole frenzy before you came here.
Yeah.
Trying to pretty much unpack exactly what we're going to unpack with you. So, I'm going to jump straight into it.
Okay, cool.
Azania.
Yes.
Why?
Because Azania represents... an untold truth, I guess, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
It's an untold truth because it's an existing truth, but it's never preached because everybody is on this outlook of moving forward, which I feel like is a metaphor of life. You know, generally everybody is in this wave of celebrating, you know, the fruit of whatever we've always aspired to be. But where we are and where we come from and who we are is kind of like one of those things that I kind of felt very passionate to talk about now.
Yeah.
You know, because... I come from K1.
East Rand.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from the East Rand. I see a lot of crazy things when I go out there. And I just felt like nobody was talking about them anymore. I just felt like nobody was making songs about those things anymore.
I mean, East Rand is a country on its own, but we'll leave it for now.
Yeah, best belief, bro.
I want to know exactly what is the role of musicians when it comes to such matters? So we know that you guys are very influential.
Yeah.
But for a rapper to come through and now say, no, listen, things aren't like this, it's supposed to be like this. But I mean, at the end of the day, when it comes to being a musician, your job is almost to sell dreams, right?
Not ideally. Nah.
No?
No.
So you tell me anything that happens in the music video is real.
If anything, our job is to sell reality.
Yeah?
If anything, our job is to sell reality. Look, if a homie is in an I-8 and he's busy showing you his I-8 10 times, he's not showing you a dream, he's showing you a reality. It may have been his dream to be in an I-8,
yeah,
but the I-8 is right there in front of you, you know what I mean? But the only thing is, everybody picks the reality that they choose to show. I could show you my reality in a club every weekend.
Yeah.
I could show you my reality, you know, in the hood. I could show you my reality in the streets. It depends what people's realities are. So it's not necessarily to sell a dream. I think the success and people seeing people live out their dreams is what people end up buying into.
I'm actually interested in the fact that you phrase it that way, and so that music has to be a reflection of what's real.
Mm.
Okay, when it comes to you as an artist, okay, you have artists that aggressively market themselves,
and
cross a certain barrier where we question what they're doing. Okay,
yeah.
I think
Such
when it comes,
as...
you tell me, you're the guest.
I was needing examples to kind of give me a bit more clarity.
So when it comes to, for example, when it comes to rap and hip hop specifically.
Right.
Okay. We know that what society we live in. Okay. We know that not everybody can move to the north.
Okay.
We know that the cars in the music videos don't necessarily belong to those artists.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you've always been a person that you don't go over and beyond. You pretty much put out your craft and you let that speak for yourself.
Right.
Okay. I want to know what was the subconscious reasoning or the conscious reasoning for keeping it that way? Because I think in hip-hop, you have what is called clout, and you have people that are respected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if I think of a reason, I'd put you someone's respected rather than going for the clout.
Right. I think that depends on your come-up. I think that depends on who you are on your come-up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned is I cannot expect a lot of artists to be something that they've never been.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can never expect somebody who's never really grown up on lyricism to eventually at some point want to start become a lyricist.
Yeah.
You know, if you've always grown up, you know, if you've always been around a certain type of music, you know, on your come up or, you know, as a listener. Because the other thing about rap artists, more than anything, that people forget is they're also listeners. They're people who actually go and buy music. And more often than not, they end up becoming the artist that they listen to
a lot. They get influenced.
They get very much influenced into it. The same way the people get influenced into everything that we do as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you look at the trail of influence, some people are influenced by people who don't aspire or who don't look up to those other things or any other thing other than the music. You know what I mean? So if I've got a nice car, but I don't really think it matters.
Yeah.
When I've got a song with Swizz Beatz and Sibongile Khumalo. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I've got a nice watch, but I don't think it really matters when I've got a really great video that we shot in Brazil. You know what I'm saying? I've got nice things. Yeah, that's cool. But as a musician, it's not really important to me. I have no way of tying that into what I do. But some other people do. Yeah. Some other people successfully do, because that's the story. That's the narrative of what they do. That's who they are. And I've had to learn to accept that from a very long time ago, because even some of the most conscious rappers back in the day were the blingiest.
Yeah.
You know?
So maybe let me put it this way, right? If we want to speak in a purest sense, okay?
Yeah.
Would you say that hip-hop would be, because I've had a lot of these debates, would you think that hip-hop was better back in the days of, let's say, your Squatter Camps, your Zubs, your Double HP? I mean, those are guys that were influential when it came to your come up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you contrast it to what's happening now, with the trap music happening now, with the different waves happening now, which change every 6 months.
Right.
Do you think that hip-hop is evolving positively? Because not always positively. Do you think that 10 years ago was better than now?
I don't think it gets better.
You don't think it's better?
I don't think it gets worse. I think hip-hop will always get better for the youth that get into it. You know, for them, this is the best hip-hop of their lives. The same way the hip-hop that I got introduced to when I was in my youth was the best hip-hop of my life. It was the best era of hip-hop.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we can't sit here and not talk about the fact that Eminem was rapping about killing his mother and disrespecting people who were paraplegic and talking about raping guys. It was like, it was a hot mess. It was a bit of a mess. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that rappers have been saying some of the most horrendous things in the world, only because it's a bunch of human beings who get the ability or get an opportunity to make music and say what they're going through and say what's on their minds. And because the world is just full of sick people, I don't think that we're going to get to a point where we're going to say, no, rappers now are being bad because they're talking about drinking cough syrup and they're saying this and that. Come on. It's always been like that.
It's
right?
Part of the culture.
But the one thing that we have to appreciate is that it is kind of getting better, because, you know, there was a time when you put out a song and the only way you get that song was on a CD or on a tape or on a vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, and now you get the song on YouTube, you get it on Spotify, you get it on Voov,
it's accessible.
It on Cliff Central, you get it on the radio, you get it on the phone. Like right now, we could be making a song right now and people would have got the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we can't avoid that, but let's not act like now these kids are rowdier than we were, or we were better, or what.
Because
some of the things we said, bro,
yeah,
some of the things I heard, I was listening to like some old Busta Rhymes takes and DMX. Oh my god.
So let me put it this way. What is the one narrative that you would say, or maybe the one rhyme, whatever the case may be, that came out of your mouth that you think, now, damn, I wish I took that back?
Oof, there's a lot. Oof, I got a lot. If you go listen to those fresh jingles, I think I want to take back everything I said in those fresh jingles. There's a lot, bro. There's a lot.
And I think that's authentic, because a lot of the time when you look at artists or you look at any celebrities, you almost seem non-human.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's also because a lot of guys would not exactly have the courage to say, I wish I did not do that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because,
yeah,
I mean, that
yeah,
was
yeah,
your
yeah,
footstep
yeah,
yeah. to where you are now.
1,000%, but it kind of like makes you... It's one of those things, I think, if you even take it out of rap and we talk about just like as a human being, you know, there's a lot of things you as a human being could look back and you say, damn.
I wish I didn't.
I was so right when I said that then.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it,
it doesn't make
sense. 10 minutes. And it takes a real dude to actually say, yo, okay, cool.
So fine. So we know what happened in the past. I want to know, Azania, we've listened to the track, we've heard the track, we want to play it again on
yes,
Cliff
sir.
Central.
Yes, sir.
Is that pretty much the theme that we're going through with the next album that you're going to be dropping? Because we know there's something coming.
It's a starting point. I think I didn't actually do that song for anything else other than a starting point to say, look, this is where we're at now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at some point, you know, when Yippie-Ki-Yay came out, it was saying, this is where we're at now. When No Sleep came out, it said, this is where we're at now.
Yeah.
You know, when Love Girls and Celebrity came out, it was saying, this is where we're at now. And I think Azania is a very good statement. It's just... it's all about just taking a genuine message and trying to make it as big as possible.
So how far are you with the album? You say 60%? Because you're not quite sure what the narrative is.
I'm about four songs.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty strong about what the narrative is. The narrative is really about, yo, I'm trying to make the best South African rap album for the world to hear. And that's to say, if an international person was to listen to my album, they would pretty much get a good idea of what's going on in South Africa. You know, and that's for everybody around the world, everybody across all ages, you know. Because sometimes I feel like when you listen to a South African rapper,
you're not quite sure.
Tell what's going on.
Where's this guy
from? What's this guy? You know what I'm saying? And that for me is like became a big thing because I really, really want to get into festivals and becoming a festival artist and becoming global, you know.
So, I mean, we've seen, I mean, you say the festivals and all that. And, you say that you're pretty much four songs done with Azania, right?
Four songs away from being done.
Four songs away? Hey, English man, it's not my, hey,
yeah, yeah.
Did things.
So how did he get this job?
So then I want to know then, right? Four songs away. Are you confident enough to tell us when you're going to drop?
I know when I'm going to drop, but I just don't want to say it.
You'd rather keep it to yourself?
Yeah, I'd rather. You're going to find out 2 days before.
It's fine, it drops. 100%. No, I have no issue with that.
2 days before it drops, I'm going to say the album drops in 2 days.
And my thing is, if you say you represent, it's an album that's going to represent South Africa.
Yes.
Okay? That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Especially right now, where you have different people that think differently with the politics that it is now.
Oh, yes.
How do you then think that you're going to find a way to encompass all those views in one project?
There's just so much to tell. Because the thing about it is, at the end of the day, as much as there's so many views, so many stories to tell about South Africa and the whole, it's being told through the eyes of one individual. So if you want to talk politics, if you want to talk love, if you want to talk spirituality, if you want to talk life, if you want to talk money, if you want to talk, it's all coming from the point of view of one person.
Yeah.
I'm telling you different stories about all those different things, all at one go, but it's all from an authentic place that actually eliminates the bad bads in the video, the cars that you said were being hired.
Yeah.
It takes away the pool.
Yeah.
It takes away, you know, all the fancy stuff. And it, you know, it's like, you know, even the club song is not even just about being in the club. It's about being in the club because you're in pain. You know what I'm saying? It's even there's a song about cops. There's a song about everything.
You know what? I think I want to continue this conversation back on clearcentral.com. Shout out for coming.
Thank you.
I think what we're going to do now
is... That's what she said. I'm kidding.
Let's just end it there. There's no better way to end it. We're going to end it there. It's a wrap. Cheers.
That was a joke, man.
This is cliffcentral.com. Urban Culture Drive.
The message I'm saying is don't give up. Never quit. Never surrender. Don't chase the money. The money gonna chase you. Embrace the blessings and the blessings gonna pour on you. Don't wait for somebody to challenge you. Don't wait. Challenge yourself and you will win more. Like, you know how people, I'ma challenge you. I'ma challenge that, man. I'ma challenge myself to be greater. You just gotta stay focused, man.
They don't want you to win.
You know what I'm saying? So we gonna win more.
Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own your own, you can't be me.
We must stop working around the fear of the unknown when it comes to the question of the expropriation without compensation.
Urban Culture Drive. We breaking new ground.
And we're pretty much still back on the Urban Culture Drive. And we've just taken back this land, but when I speak to Craig and Candace, they're like, yeah, we're taking over this life, it's never going back. We're taking it back to Azania, fam. And then I have Reason coming in here. It's like, yeah, they'll take it all the way back. So you agree with taking back the land, Reason?
Sure. Yeah, I'm about it. I think we should just get the money, actually.
They can keep the land, just keep the cash?
And then we'll pick our own land. Decide what land we want.
Candace, you know? What do you want? Do you want the land or do you want the cash?
I agree with everything Reason says today. I'm on his side.
Thank you, Candace. This is a very rare experience to have anyone ever agree with me.
Can I tell you, we had a bet, right,
today? Yeah, we did, actually.
Oh, yeah?
We had a bet, right? And I said, no, guys, I bet you. So, like, okay, Reason's coming. I said, listen, I bet he's going to come late, one. And I bet you he's going to come with loot. Wow.
And everybody's like, no.
I was like, Luke has things to do.
I was like, I bet you that those two things are going to happen. And we didn't bet money. This is the problem. As a banker, I'm so disappointed in myself.
First of all, I wasn't late. I was misled.
You were miscommunicated too?
There's a difference. And Lute is actually not here.
She's here in spirit.
She's here in spirit, mind, body, and soul.
100%. Listen, we just came back from VOOV, hashtag VOOV Central, and we're back now on cliffcentral.com. This is the Urban Culture Drive, or hashtag the Urban Culture Drive on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you want to ask questions, just use that hashtag, and then Candace will put you on. So,
yes, sir.
Without further ado, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Do you know...
You got quite a lit show. Like, you're on TV.
It's a problem,
right?
Jumping
back on the internet.
It's a lot,
man. This is quite a lit show. Like,
guys, to take back the land is not easy.
Doc, do these people give you your props, Doc?
You know?
Like, this is quite a thing.
Sometimes I wish...
I mean,
you and I are going to be BFFs. Listen. So, the cool thing about being an artist, right? Mm-hmm. Is that everybody has a story or a realization or... everybody sees reason through different eyes.
Right.
Right. And I wanted to start off with this way, right? So I'm actually going to do things here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do very fancy things here on the decks, right?
Yeah, man.
And this better work. So when Reason came out, okay? Yes. I mean, I was thinking I was probably still
of the womb or.
No. When you blew up, right? Everybody was talking about, listen, this guy, Reason. You were pretty much. I'll call you like the mayor of all backpack rappers. And if you weren't a backpack rapper, you could not relate. I couldn't relate. I couldn't relate because I wasn't a rapper. And dudes were like, nah, listen. There's this guy called Reason. Oh, listen. I'm like, no, guys. Like, hey, me, I'm in the lab. Like, leave me alone, you know? And you came up with a couple of projects,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You came up with a couple of projects and
I don't like where this is going.
And you guys made me listen. I was like, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's fine. It's right. No. I can't hate on that, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you came up with another album.
Yeah. Okay,
but we call them EPs, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, whatever the artist says.
It is.
Whatever the artist says.
Listen, then you came up with an EP and I listened to that. And I was like, And then something magical happened. So I remember I was studying. I was probably in the library somewhere. And I was probably streaming music. Right, Candace? We were there in the...
Or Pornhub. I don't know.
You never know. It could be both. It could be anything.
In the library.
Listen, in a library, no. Anything's possible.
So you said you were in a library streaming. Possibly music. Pornhub.
Yeah, or music.
No, 100%, I think.
Or music. But the main story, the main thing about it is, right, my story of how I knew Reason was through this. Listen. And this is the remix.
I was about to ask if this is the remix.
I want to fast forward. I hope I don't miss this up. I hope I don't miss this up. I'm
thinking the most I spent on my around there. Funeral paid with rhyme schemes. Rest in peace to Lil O.
May God accept his little soul. I do my best to live with. Can I just tell you? This is probably the hottest verse I have ever heard from a South African artist.
Sheesh. You can call me Ginger. In the end, I'm keeping it chill too. Got a club hit from a kid who can't legally get in the clubs though. And I'm not even club though. Just friends with people who run though. I'm friends with people who love dough. In a nutshell, it's because we don't.
So that was pretty much my reason.
Wow.
Reality. And ever since then, I was like, no, okay, cool. I understand.
So me, everything before that, you're just like...
I was like, he's high. It's like,
that's
yeah.
Like a lot of music.
I was like...
That's a lot of music.
But then came out, I was like, all right, I don't know. What's... Craig?
Yeah, you know, where was I? I was studying when that probably came up.
I feel like such an old man right now.
And I was just so nonchalant about hip-hop, you know? Seriously, no offense, Reason.
I don't
just
blame you. I fully understand.
I'm completely nonchalant. And I just thought that, okay, whatever you're dropping up now is quite hot. You know, I'm enjoying that. And I think, you know, it's doing the most for the people who are representing the people, like Abu Candace, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm a slay queen's...
Is Candace the slay
no,
queen?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not. Oh. For the record, I'm not a slay queen.
Okay, fine.
But listen,
not.
You must feel offended because, I mean, you're still studying. You'll be studying forever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
She's just one of those people that's going to keep going until the end of time. We're just like, nah, fam, I'm done with the books.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you.
I'll tell you one of my favorite tracks, right? And there's only two types of people that listen to the song, okay?
Okay.
Rigorous.
Yes.
Okay? You get Rigorous where people are like, oh, Rigorous, that's dope. Rigorous. And then you got people, and then people that go like, I don't like Rigorous. And those are usually the people that are bad at 30 seconds. People that are usually bad at 30 seconds do not like Rigorous. Because if you ask them, give me the definition of Rigorous, they usually don't know.
Yeah, well, the artwork has the definition of Rigorous and they still ask, what does Rigorous mean?
Hey, we have those people.
Yeah.
And there are people, must be proud of them.
There are people. Those are the ones that we need to get the land for, bro. Those are the people who need the land more than anybody. We need to get the land for them.
So literally, there was just those. There's literally, in my opinion, only those two types of people. Mm. So listen, when doing research on Reason, right? One, dude, there's a lot of material you put out, and a lot of the time when we interview guys that come through here, and you know they're dropping an album, whatever the case may be, it's guys that are new. They don't quite understand the amount of time that it takes to break out.
Right.
I mean, you had a track with, I think it was on Questa's album. There's a line that you said that we asked God, why did it take the son of God so long?
Yeah.
And I felt that.
Yeah.
Because if you analyze any mainstream hip hop artist, guys, there's at least 10 years behind that person.
Yeah.
At least.
Takes 10 years to make the first album.
Yeah. And when I listened to your music back in the day, you could hear the frustration in the music.
Mm.
You could hear it. But I always wanted to know, I mean, you've always known what you could do lyrically, right? But what does it feel like to know that you're dope, but things aren't, like, you know, you're still there with Fresh, doing the jingles.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, I mean, if you're dope, you're dope.
Yeah.
But you're still there doing, you know, jingles for Fresh and etc.
Yeah.
That frustration.
Yeah.
What is that like?
I think it's somewhat a bit of an excitement to a certain degree, as much as it may be deemed a frustration, because there's so many boxes to ticking when calculating the brilliance of a human being, you know what I mean? And there's so many other boxes based on the individual preferences, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For example, it took you, I think, no sleep to get to a point where you say, okay, fine, all the boxes have been ticked.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. And that to me is a very exciting part of actually making music, because you make music every time consistently, not knowing, you know, who's going to appreciate it, because you're just riding whatever wave you have at the time. You know what I mean? And that's what a song is. It's like a wave or an emotion that's just been captured in like a capsule that people swallow every now and then, right? And then at some point they say, I'm tired of swallowing this pill, I want to swallow another pill. And at some point they don't need that pill because they healed from that pill, so they want to take another pill. And that's pretty much like our job literally as artists. It's almost like, I'm in love right now, I'm fucking in love, I'm gonna make a song about being in love. And everybody who's in love and is in love the way that I'm in love is gonna feel the same way every time they play this song, right? When girls are out there being ratchet, or when an artist is out there saying, I'm going to be a ratchet artist on this song, whether it be Nicki, whether it be Cardi or whatever, and all the ratchet girls hear that song, they're going to be ratchet on that song. And that's literally what you do. You are creating products and, I guess, pills, actually, for people to consume based on whatever mood. And
your
that, for dealers. Me, is like, yeah.
You're drug dealers.
Exactly. And that, for me, is very exciting because, you know, some drugs sell really well, because they actually appeal to a disease that's at an outbreak. You know what I'm saying? And some diseases, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can't compete with Panado. You know what I mean? Panado is there for everything. You know what I mean? And so there is some music out there that's just Panado. It's just, it doesn't matter what's going on, what's happening. You just want to, you know, you can consume that. And then there's just some other music that's just really for specific moments, and I take pride and excitement in finding those moments, because sometimes you catch and you become that pill, and you make that pill that people take all the time. I can't believe I just made this into a drug pharmaceutical, you know, explanation.
It is a drug, but I'll tell you one thing. The thing that makes the Urban Culture Drive so different, right, is what's about to happen now. Okay. So there are a couple of, there was two very tough pills that you're going to need to swallow. Uh-huh. That, oh, I will, wow, be very interested to see how you interact with. I can only give fair warning, right?
Oh, wow.
And generally, it's always toughest for the rappers. Okay?
It's always tough for the rappers.
It's always, yeah, specifically toughest for the rappers. But listen, we're not going to say much more than that. Yes. I think let's just get the show on the road. Let's start off this way. We're going to step into Craig.
We're going to step into Craig. We're going to step into Craig.
People might misunderstand, oh, wow, what we're trying to say, you know? Oh, but that's a part of life.
This is Evan Gay Chad, the Ask a Gay hashtag. I can shell out my cash.
Oh, my God. All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus aspects.
Oh, hell no.
What an intro.
Right? Like, dramatic fit for a queen, right? Reason? Don't worry, I'm not going to shell at you. You're not my type. I can't remember it. They're not my thing.
I'm offended by that. It somehow. I'm just like, oh, why?
What's wrong with rappers?
What's wrong with me? Why am I not your type?
Usually people are like, people from the Easter end. Nah. Fine. I don't blame you for that. We are problematic. But
the next thing.
But when you say rappers, it's like, that's a different problem.
I don't want to be rapped about. That's the thing, you know?
Oh, wow.
I don't want an Adele case. But you know what? This is a section and a half. You know, this week I wanted to just have fun with the show. And I realized that there are a lot of things that us gay people do that a lot of straight people don't understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you've noticed how we like to call each other, cho mi mugele, what, blah, blah. So I realized that there's actually a list of things that I find a lot of people, a lot of straight guys just don't understand about us. You know, what did you think? Give me one that you think that gay people do, reason, if you had one.
Shoo. I've asked everything that I've never really understood.
Is it?
And I've been answered. I think there's things that fascinate me.
Yeah.
But not necessarily things that I don't get. Because I've literally asked every gay person that I know every question that I could ever ask them about things that I don't understand.
Is it?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, two dudes, that's a lot of lying, a lot of cheating, a lot of that's a lot of trash.
Yeah, that's a lot of trash.
How do you guys get around that? You know, I've literally asked all those questions. Yeah.
Do you guys have anything that you think that gay people do that I like? That's quite bizarre.
Like, actually, I'll tell you. Yeah. Gay people saying that's so gay. Like,
you see, that's one. See, that's one. Reason that's good.
Like, yeah, like. What does it even mean?
You know what I mean?
Like, what are you saying?
Yeah. Stop being gay.
And you're like, yo, I thought we weren't allowed to say that.
Okay. I can't.
Anything?
I would say when you are gay, people tend to not like drags and like overly dramatic gay people. I don't get it. Like, why? What's the issue with someone being super drag and super like extra and dramatic?
No, we want to appear straight. That's a problem.
But then, do you understand? Like,
yeah,
I don't get it.
It's like, you know. But anyway, the first one is, you know that gay men like to categorize themselves as animals. So, for example, there is a bear, there is buff, hairy, wolf, muscular. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we categorize ourselves.
So, what are you?
So, I'm a gym bunny. Literally, I'm a gym bunny.
Because
so
you go to the gym.
I go to the gym. So, Kinali, woman.
Interesting.
So, that's the thing. That's the first thing that I see.
What's bougie?
Bougie ki bougie, man. Bougie. Like, it's self-explanatory. What are you talking about? Okay. As gay people, we love to label every female pop star as a gay icon. I mean, it's our obsession.
Oh, wow.
South African, international, anyone that's a pop star,
yeah,
we just say, ah, this one's a gay icon. Beyonce, Rihanna, everyone is just a gay, it's a, like a gay icon.
And you're kind of right, though.
You know what I mean?
Whether they accept it or not.
Mm-mm, that's the thing.
Is it, though?
Sending.
Think about it, every single, like, yeah. Beyonce, Adele.
Mm. It's a gay icon, it's an icon.
What about Migos?
Nah.
But that's a pop star.
You're right. She's a female pop star.
Female
pop star. Yeah. You guys just own all of them, huh?
Sending pictures of our penises to strangers considered quite normal. Guys, actually, we do it quite... I'm not even lying.
Have you seen the Grindr app?
I cannot give my phone.
I've never seen the Grindr app.
No, I've obviously
you
heard me.
You probably have seen the Grindr app.
Have you seen the Grindr app?
No, what's the Grindr app?
The Grindr app is a hookup site for us. You know,
for gay.
You know, because that's how it's.
No way.
Yes way.
It's like Tinder, but for gay guys.
You know.
No way.
So dope.
And then we can't say Tinder for straight people. Maragit enough for gay guys. So you guys post pictures of?
No, we don't post. We send each other. It's like a normal thing. Just crop up the face. Show me the goods.
You never dropped a nude, reason?
No, nothing.
He's lying.
I dropped a nude, but like he said, it's very normal for nudes to just pop up.
Yeah.
So on anybody else's number.
So in other words,
meaning that you right now could just be surprised.
Yeah. Boom.
With a nude.
Randomly.
And it's pretty normal.
That's why nobody goes to my phone. You know what I mean? Like, that would be just your... Number five, we describe ourselves as straight acting, which is, like you said, Reason, it's quite strange. We do that quite a lot. And also, you said that you know what? It's quite strange, the fact that we like to say we are straight acting. And I don't know why, whether it's internal homophobia or whatever, but the less feminine we appear to be, the better it seems to be for us, you know? Mm.
That's actually, so interesting.
Yeah. We actually like to check out girls too.
I knew it.
Yes.
Babe, no more.
Done. It's over.
No more changing in front of the stylist, the gay stylist.
No,
we don't trust the gay stylist no more.
It's not that we're confused. We don't trust anything.
Okay, Doomy's cool. He's family. Yeah. But
it's not that we're confused or anything, but it's just something that, you know.
I've seen how some of these gay guys be looking at these girls, and I'm like, but dude, are you really? I know you're looking at them titties. Okay. Like, you're looking at them titties. You're like, not you just know. Looking at the chest.
You know, and that's the thing. It's just quite normal to us. So I'm just educating all your straight people to know. All right. And the last two ones is that, okay, we definitely always need to have a girl next to us. Most of the time. We need to have a girl BFF that's type funny. Of thing.
That's funny. Why is that need? Why?
What
are you missing?
It makes sense. No, I need to have a Candace. Like, I must just. I don't know how to describe it, but she just gives me in ways that
he's not going to hang with his Fiso all the time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I need to hang out
so
with...
So you need to hang out with somebody who resonates with you and your interests.
That I would not want to fuck. You see, so it's a perfect combination. It's even better when it's a lesbian. You know,
I learn something new every day.
So that means you just don't check out Candace, but you check out all these other girls in the club.
No. I mean, I'll check out Bonang, definitely. I mean, she's
like, no. I mean, like if she was your friend, like if this is the BFF.
I don't check her out.
You don't
I'll
check her out.
I'll tell her she's beautiful. I'll tell her she's gorgeous. I like her eyeliner, whatever boobs working,
but
everything.
You are just like
you know what I mean. Anyway, just to wrap up on this show. We have two things. Mujo of the week. Well, obviously, guys, Twitter. It has to go to a diplomat. It's a politician, former politician, Dumananana, for bribing that girl and then getting exposed. Like, did you?
I know.
I thought that you were just being a muhu. 100K and you let that loose. Couldn't you tie your loose ends at least?
I mean, come on. This is basics in the industry, guys. And it brings us back to the PR chat we had with South African celebrities.
I mean,
guys, just pay. Pay publicists. They'll do the job for you.
Exactly.
You know?
All right.
Me, I'm just a ref. I don't know nothing about none of this stuff.
The power moment, I think in South Africa, we're very proud of Capitec for being the biggest bank in South Africa. So I feel like, you know, that's just
my bank.
Right. Your bank.
My bank, shame. I don't care who says what, guys. I know someone once told me, but why are your ATMs always closed?
But
guys, no, the game has changed though.
It has.
They used to always close. Yeah. Like after like 6, they close them.
No, they up their game. You know, thank you so much, Reason, for dealing with Craig or Sexy and our gay chats.
Because it's a lot, man.
That's
So I'm gonna keep quiet about this next segment.
There's another segment.
I hope you're ready, hey? This one, hey, Lutz as well. Like, I'm sorry, Lutz. Like, I'm so sorry.
But babe, you are here.
We'll apologize later.
Yeah, but she is here. I don't know what
she's not in the interview.
No, but you know what? I'm even gonna drop the bed music. Like, I just dropped it, but she is like, how?
She's very much to lie to people.
Hey.
Smash or marry. So take it from here, babe.
Smash or marry.
Yes.
This is the most exciting part of the show. Sorry, guys.
Now, this one.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Car sick in the morning so I could get a little bit more of your love.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And we're back with another round of Smash or Marry. So I'll lay down the rules, reason. So it's called Smash or Marry.
Smash or Marry.
I'll throw a name at you. You'll tell me if you smash or marry. Hold up. There's a couple of rules.
There's a couple of catches.
There's a couple of rules. Something so it's quick play, right?
Okay.
Gender fluid.
What does that mean?
It means you'll probably get a man. And you
and I'll have to decide whether I smash or... Okay, cool. All right.
The fun part is everyone gets to play, so you won't feel singled out.
What so you said smash or marry.
Smash or marry, honey.
You know what's cool about that? Mm. Being married doesn't mean you smash.
No. It means you smash.
No, being married doesn't mean you smash.
No, what,
ask married people when was the last time they smashed.
But the fact is they got to smash at some
stage. Yeah, at some point they smashed.
Well, that's a technicality. That's just just hear they a bunch of married.
They always try to
I'm just going to say married to everyone. Married.
So I'll
married.
Start. We'll go anti-
married.
We'll go anti-clockwise. Hold married. On. Swiss beats.
Starts with me.
Yeah.
Swiss smash.
Okay.
Smash Liz. Hit.
Liz, loot love.
Marry.
I don't blame you.
Wow, that's an applaud.
Beautiful. Mm,
I don't
blame
Craig.
You. Yes.
Reason.
Hey. Mrepa smash after a couple of tequila shots. Get it over done with.
Wow. Wow.
Like Craig doesn't like. Is it a thing between gay guys and rappers? Why don't you?
It's just
you've never smashed a rapper.
No. I've never married a rapper.
No.
We would have needed to know that thing.
You've always only slashed. You've only ever smashed a rapper after getting lit.
Yeah. Probably. That's just not my guys.
Being inebriated. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, but tab.
I don't blame you.
Stohi T.
Marry.
Okay, so in this process, obviously, at some point, you guys do smash. Would you be top or bottom? And tell me why.
Which one is top and which one is bottom?
Yeah.
So give or take, right? So top is giver. Taker is bottom.
I think if I was gay, I'd always be smashing.
You'd be the giver.
I'd always be there. Yeah, true. I think that makes sense.
Liz.
I don't know why I have to think about
this. Please give me an easy one.
Steve Hoffmeyer.
You see, I said.
And death is not an option on this one.
What?
Death is not an
death
option.
Death is not an option.
Marry till death do us part. Death do your part.
Don't get technical. Don't think about it too much.
You know what I do?
You'd smash him just to
just
say.
Just smash him.
Just to say just that to you smash. Did it and then like send like a very disgusting video to like everyone at Afri Forum. So that they know what happened.
Yeah.
You pass it us.
Oh, Craig.
Yes.
Double HP, babes.
Yes. Marakis doodling and a marakis up. Winter stock.
Winter stock?
Yes,
okay.
And it's winter, so I definitely would smash.
He's a rapper.
But I gotta get winter stock. And I'm trying to be liberal.
You don't know where you at.
Hi.
Entlem Bali.
Black Coffee's wife, right?
Yeah.
Mary.
Okay.
Yeah, I like her vibe too.
Yeah,
she's nice.
Liz.
Yeah, that's an obvious one. That's such an easy one though, Candace.
No, but I'm asking. Clint.
No, I want.
I'm asking.
Yeah. It's better.
I want an easy one as well.
Yeah, I'll give you an easy one. P. Diddy.
That's just a lifetime. It's a rock.
I was gonna say, marry in community or property.
Yes. Yeah.
Craig O sexy.
Yes.
Fergie in 2007 when she peed herself on stage. That specific Fergie.
Still
Fergie
Mary.
Peed herself.
Still
she did. Mary. She
I would still marry. Fergie is Fergilicious. So.
Reason. Kelly Kumalo.
Hey. What? I want to say something, but I'll shut up.
Don't. Mary?
Are you sure?
Okay.
R.I.P. I'm joking. That's insensitive.
No.
Yeah.
Liz. Patricia DeLille.
Oh, Auntie Patty.
Patty.
You have to marry her.
But why?
No, but why would you want to marry Patty?
You
can't just smash
her. Nobody's right. That's kind of unethical.
That's very wrong.
You kind of have to. It's like an old woman coming to you at the shop and be like, please marry me. Like, you kind of.
You know?
How do you say no?
How do you?
No, we'll marry.
We'll marry her. We'll all marry her.
And then move to the EFF all together.
All together.
Craig.
Yes.
Proverb.
Definitely. Also, Kim Rapper. Why are you doing this? And he's
I can't
adorable.
Be giving you guys
the thing
nice
is, he's adorable,
no.
Especially with those yellow slippers.
Smash
and just,
or marry, fam.
This picture says, okay, I definitely marry him for this picture, just because of this picture.
And I'm giving you the last one now.
Okay, cool.
Reason.
Yeah.
And that will be a wrap after that. Faith and Getsy, Smash or Marry, real quick. One.
Why didn't
two,
you say Smash? Three. Why didn't you say Lutz? Give me some points, bro. Get me some points, bro.
We already got loot on
nah,
this.
Yeah, it's not nah, fam. We're not playing. Listen.
Smash.
Thanks so much for playing this round of Smash or Marry. You've been great. You've
your
been better
now
than all the other
your
rappers.
Turn now.
Throw pick a name. Throw a name. Your I've turn actually right never now. Played.
Ntsiki Mazwai.
No. I just dropped the bed music for that. How does it feel?
Oh, wow.
Touch my blood, my nigga. She's been doing this to us for too long.
She's been doing this to everybody.
Too long.
I'd smash and just be over and done with. Like, just be like, sharp.
So easy.
Ah, hot smash. And Soma Mary, both of us.
Yeah,
it's like, Kumba.
You see, your ethics start to become compromised. That's the problem with this game.
Starts to become compromised.
Your ethics start to erode very slowly.
Yes.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you. Thanks for switching the roles on that.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Listen, from now on, like, it's a wrap. You're no longer a guest. We're going to bring you in. You're going to be a permanent member.
Thank you.
You're
all
change.
Yeah, we're going to take back the land altogether. Altogether, because that has never happened in the history of this show. But listen, if we could just be professional, just for
5 seconds.
Just for 5 seconds. Every time I listen to your music, right? And I mean, it's a lot of research. There's a lot of material out there. And we go through... Every musician goes through a phase. Okay?
Right.
In one paragraph, what phase would you describe that you're at now?
Ooh.
Because remember, there was Bump the Cheese Up. There was, if you go back, there was No
I don't know,
Sleep.
Man. I keep saying
you
to
go
people...
back. There was like the hardcore hip hop stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah,
you were
yeah,
still
yeah,
rapping
yeah.
with Proverb. When you were still hanging with Stogie T.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right from there. I mean, every album, there's
yeah,
an evolution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where we
I think
at now?
I think I'm in my pop star era. I've never really treated myself like a pop star, dog.
Do you know why I think you're right about that?
Right.
I don't know. Can this maybe help me out here? But his skin is glowing just a little bit.
I think it's loot.
It's almost like he went for a facial.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's loot. It's all loot. Oh, wow. Really,
There's a bit of a. I don't know. You don't look like you're from the East anymore.
Shout out to loot, guys.
You're not in Bashila anymore, bro. You're not Ash. What's going on? Huh? What's going on?
I'm just speechless. Huh? I'm speechless. Right? I'm just, you know.
Listen, it's a pop star thing. You're allowed to go
the
for
influence,
facials.
The influence.
Welcome
right?
to 2018.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
With cordless irons and stuff.
I'm fine now. I'm fine now. It's like, you know. In fact, you do.
We do our research thoroughly on this show, fam.
I don't know, but it's so dope. I love that iron. I couldn't even iron. But I'm going to use that iron. I want to iron for everyone right now.
See.
Listen, she woke up today like, I hate this iron. I can't get used to this iron.
Let me shut up.
But yeah, it's true. I guess, yeah, because considering the evidence presented to us,
yeah,
it's safe to say, yeah.
Listen here. So I'm gonna throw a little curveball at you. So your friend tweeted, Ankara, your friend tweeted that someone came up to him, some kid came up to him and is like, can I drop some bars? And he's like, no, get a real job.
Yeah.
And you were like, nah, fam. We don't do that.
Yeah.
Did you like actually call him up after you saw that too? Or did you tweet him first? Or did you text him like, fam, what are you doing?
No, not at all. Me, I haven't really had a personal relationship with T since mm-hmm. we ended up our professional relationship. We haven't really had a directly, you know, personal relationship. So generally, I think I react to some of the things that he does similarly to everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's on a public platform, I'll react on a public platform. But a couple of times we bump into each other and we'll have like quick conversations and bursts about, you know, catch ups. You know what I'm saying? So when he had that little episode at the SA Hip Hop Awards and whatnot, whatnot, and we bumped into each other again. It was like a quick 5 minute stint on the back and forth. And so, why did you? But didn't you shit in the? But I hear you. But like, but you. Hey, okay, shop. I know, finish, shop. You know, and you know the thing about that is, you know, I'm a. You gotta understand, I'm a big Dumi fan, and I say that deliberately, Dumi fan. I grew up on Dumi. I think I'm still figuring out who the Stogie T person is. I mean, it's like one album, and if you have to treat it truly like, you know, a reinvention and someone new, it doesn't take one album to be convinced of something, of a character. You know, there's no way we can say that it was a one album that convinced us that Nasty C was great. It was quite a couple of things that you heard happen at different times that make you favor an artist. And you know, the one version of him really, really has stuck with me. And, you know, when, and the crazy thing about where my sentiment came from that was, I can safely say when I listened to Dumi, he was more hopeful when it came to, you know, those kind of kids.
Got you.
You know, the material was very, very inspiring and very, you know, encouraging. And you know, in this current format, he's, you know, it's a different story, you know. I kind of understood his rationale. Please understand, I'm also one of those people who advocates getting a job, first of all. Let me actually just put that out there. I advocate getting a job because the most important thing that people need to realize is that making music and becoming a musician is not easy. It's not cheap.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Recording music is not cheap. Buying beats is not cheap. Shooting videos is not cheap. Sending stuff to radio is not cheap. Getting your video out is not cheap. Shooting a video, editing a video, licensing, getting girls there, eating, all that stuff. It's not cheap. So if you do have a job and you somehow find a way to invest in what you're doing, then it keeps you away from wanting to stop another rapper and saying, hey, can I spit 16 bars for you? And then he says something rude to you like that.
Got
right
you.
So I've always said, bro, if you can, it's good, because that's the first, you know, step of investing in yourself, which is why people will eventually start investing in you. And I think it's things that'll clown you, like, you know, if a 17 or 18 year old like Nasty C was in his room creating music and making beats, to make up for the expense of buying beats, he made his own beats. To make up for the expense of buying studio time, he got his own mic. It's a reality.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's something you can't overstep. However, there is something very important about demeanor. You know what I mean? The demeanor in which I throw at you when you come and kick a 16 and I say, yo, bro, go get a job. It's kind of different from saying, my bro, thank you, but yo, you know it's not going to happen until it's on radio and the whole country says it's on. And the only way that's going to happen is if you actually have a hustle and put some money behind what you do. So it's kind of like, I was just like, yo, I never ever thought I'd ever see, you know, tell a fan, you know what I mean?
But it's also, to get back to what you said, it's not what you say, it's how you say
It's how you say it, you know what I'm saying? It's not really about, I mean, you could have said that differently and the whole world could have supported you.
Yeah.
But because of how it kind of hit everybody and how it was presented, it was like, hey, bro, you know.
Every time we have this show, right, there's always the producer at the back going, we're running out of time, wrap up. I want to know, right? Because it's just these questions have been bugging me my whole life, right? Damn, like, set me free, Reason. Set me free.
Okay, fine.
What does it mean when you say Reason the Mass? And there's three of them.
It used to be Reason the Mad Massacre.
Yeah.
And then the Mad Massacre was too long. It was too vulgar. It was too rough. And I just didn't see it in posters. Because that time I was like, okay, I'm done with this battle thing. I want to be an actual musician.
Yeah.
But when I look at Proverb's name on a poster, I don't see the Mad Massacre sitting on a poster. So it started getting shorter. It was like Reason the Mad Mass. It was the Mad Mass, and there was the Reason the Mass.
God Body.
Oh, God Body is the way of life. You know what I mean?
What is
it's the way of life? You are in your God body right now. Your body is fully fledged. God moving material. You holding that mic, you thinking these things, you're operating in your God body right now. That everybody is moving in their God body. And if you perform at the highest level or highest definition of yourself, you are at the ultimate level of your God body.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mada B.
That was just a phrase that we wanted to get away with. You know, we really wanted to say mother bitch. But then we just thought, Marabish. Yeah, look, yeah.
And it's a good thing you can say bitch on here because it would be a totally different story for somewhere else. Anyway.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
So we need to wrap up, right? I don't know. How you want to wrap it up? It's always like those last phrases. What you want
like, we are running out of time. But listen, I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you.
You've been incredible. We really enjoyed you today. Thank you for being such a trooper with Smash or Marry.
You mean the interview, right? Thank you for coming today. We enjoyed you, especially for being a trooper for Smash or Marry.
Of course, Reason would say that.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, catch us on the socials. We're at Urban Culture Drive. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. We are.
Yo, Azania, Azania. The single is out featuring Swizz Beatz and Swongile Khumalo. The sneakers as well. I got sneakers.
Do your
yeah,
PR.
With my
Do
gents. Please go get them out in my gents stores.
Do your PR over
Yeah, this
own
is
track.
A beautiful song right now. Hottest, the freshest. Thank you very much, Cliff Central, for you're pushing me. I appreciate that. One time.
This is CliffCentral.com.